Hello there, and welcome to Husker Online post-game live. Sean Callahan, Steve Sipple, Robin Washett, you know the drill. We're going to be with you probably for about the next 90 minutes, and we've already got 41 Super Chats in the queue. So keep them coming. I'm sure we got some first quarter ones.
Why is there 41?
We already got, I'm sure we got some first quarter, second quarter ones that are going to be fun to kind of dissect. But before we get into the content of the show, we are brought to you by our title sponsor, Modelo. College football season is Modelo season. Saturdays are for the gridiron in cervezas. The fight songs, the fans, and the rivalry trophies are all better with an ice cold Modelo in your hand. It's not just game day, it's tradition. And those who keep college football traditions alive deserve a Modelo. Modelo is the official beer sponsor of the college football playoff. Drink responsibly. Modelo Especial beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois. And boys, it would have been a nice day to have a few Modelos at the stadium.
Yeah, I bet you some people did, actually.
Bet you several people
right.
did.
Right.
Or just dump them on your head at some point.
At
but
some point.
Guys, what an interesting opener.
Yeah.
You know, it starts out, you give up this massive play on the opening play, a huge coverage bust, 68 yards, I believe. Mm-hmm. And it almost felt like Nebraska was playing down for 2.5 quarters. I mean, that singular moment, that singular drive let Ohio kind of have the early flow of this game until Nebraska's depth wins out. The Huskers score on 5 consecutive touchdown drives to win the game 49-21. They rushed for nearly 200 second half yards. They had 2 running backs go for over 100 yards.
Yeah, I mean, interesting game, like you said. Interesting. Like, here's the deal. We all do it. I mean, not all of us, but a lot of people, including myself. There's this massive overreaction, right? Like 14-13 at half, and boy, it's like the sky is definitely falling, and maybe the stadium's going to crumble, and maybe COVID's coming back. You know, I mean, you know, it's like, holy God. And then, you know, the sky's kind of cleared late. 49-21 looks pretty good right now. It'd look really good if you're Rutgers, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It'd look really good. Hell, if you're Michigan State.
Illinois.
This stuff happens early season games. It's definitely a mixed bag. The review will be a mixed bag all week. Mm-hmm. There was a lot of good. There's some things that you take away and go, oh, God. Got to get it shored up.
Which is to be expected in a lot of ways going into an opener, let alone one where you're introducing an entire new defensive scheme, defensive staff, a whole bunch of new players playing their first games, including a new starting quarterback. There was a lot of new and a lot of wrinkles that came with that newness that clearly needed to still be ironed out. And I guess the kind of the theme from Matt Rhule, from Anthony Calandria, from Andrew Marshall, on down the line, everybody who talked, kind of appreciated being able to learn some hard lessons and deal with some adversity together for the first time in a real game and doing so in a 28-point victory. I mean, that's kind of the ideal situation where eventually it took longer than a lot of people wanted, but eventually Nebraska did what it was supposed to do. They won the game convincingly. They covered a massive Vegas spread and are 1-0. Like, those check, check, check. But at the same time, you kind of now have on film and there for everybody to see where you need to get better, what things need to happen for your program to take that next step.
I do think we saw, though, what Anthony Calandria can mean for this team this year. I thought the throw from the 8-yard line where he was backpedaling into the end zone, 30 yards down the field to Ja'Cory Barney off his back foot, incredible throw. And that was a 92-yard scoring drive, and it was fueled off that play. I thought the play to Mekhi Nelson that led to, I believe, a 51-yard score for him kind of broke the game open, extended the lead back to 14, but he found something when nothing was there. And I think the creativity and the vision that he brings, that was exciting. And I think that started to open up more things for the running backs. And then the running backs really started to lean downhill. And, you know, I thought the edge running was outstanding. I just thought the overall design of how they operated the final quarter and a half was as good as we've seen Dana Holgorsen operate, but it took a while to get there.
It did. I thought Calandria's poise was excellent. he never seemed rattled at all throughout the day. I thought generally Nebraska's poise was good. You could have got a little rattled. I didn't think they ever got really rattled. Calandria, the final line doesn't wow you. It's not bad. 18 for 32, 275 yards, 3 TDs, throwing it, and 10 carries for 23 yards rushing it. Yeah, he scooted around the left edge on that 13-yard touchdown run. That was impressive. That running element is big. It showed itself today. He's about what I expected. I thought, what do you guys think of his decision making?
I thought he was good. I liked we talked about his mobility all offseason. Obviously, the run game element was part of that, but you saw already what just being able to scramble around and buy time and let kind of backyard football plays happen. And, there's a few examples of that where they converted not just scramble runs to keep drives going, but where he's doing the check down thing where like guys are staying in to block, the play breaks down, he runs around for a little bit, and all of a sudden that extra blocker is a receiver and they convert it for a first down. Wasn't that how they got Mekhi Nelson's touchdown pass, right? Like he was in there as a blocker and ended up leaking out as the play kind of broke down because Anthony Calandria was able to extend the play with his mobility.
Did he throw even any near picks?
No. So Pro Football Focus has the grades out now already.
That was fast.
And Anthony Calandria was the highest graded out player in the entire game, 84.3 overall. Jamal Rule was 83.8. And I like seeing Luke Lindenmeyer high. He was an 80.0. It was a quiet day for him, but clearly from a grader's eye, he did some effective things in this game. But yeah, on the Calandria front, he was 2 of 3 on throws of 20 plus yards down the field. So 48 yards on those throws. He was very effective in the moments he had, but they do what's called turnover worthy plays.
Yeah.
Zero.
Okay. I don't remember him throwing a near pick. Mm-hmm. I don't remember.
Two balls were batted.
Yes, there was that. Not near picks, though. No, right? They weren't. And then, they had that exchange issue.
Yeah.
I don't know who's that.
Fumbled.
That was Mekhi.
He turned one way and Nelson went the other way.
I apologize. Four balls were batted. Four balls.
Four
balls.
He was a little guy.
Yeah. 6 foot QBs.
Yeah.
Sacked twice.
Yeah. That's all right.
But he got them out of some sacks.
Yeah.
And one of those sacks was a intentional grounding penalty. So
decision making good.
Yeah.
Overall,
for sure. He didn't force it.
No, he wasn't irresponsible.
And that's what I worried about, because with that gunslinger mentality, right, Sometimes you take chances that you shouldn't take.
Zero picks.
I don't think he did that. He took some chances, and, he kind of showcased that element, but it was all, I think, within the framework of the game. He didn't try to do too much.
I didn't think so.
What I like, too, is a lot of times over the years, be like, oh, you got to use the passing game as the run game. You just do these little short behind the line of scrimmage passes. Calandria only threw 4 passes behind the line.
They got to knock those off, by the way.
What?
Oh, those passes hurt him, a couple of those swing passes.
But they didn't do many of them.
No, they needed just to X them.
He can put it down. he can put it down the field is what I'm getting at.
Right.
You got to use the passing game as an extension as the run game. No, I want to see Jamal Rule and Mekhi Nelson.
Well, today they didn't have to do that. I mean, they ran the ball well. Not early so much, but it got going. It really got going late, which predictable, right? That's what everybody's going to be screaming into their computers is, yeah. I mean, what kind of should have happened did happen.
242 yards after contact, 6.37 yards per carry after contact.
And what about late? What they rushed for 183 in the second half, Nebraska?
Yeah, 183 or 189, it was in the second half.
Yeah, I mean, so they really cranked it up, which, like Sean was saying, you got a $30 million roster. You're a Big Ten team. You should apply the hammer late on a day like this. And they did. They did it. Okay? They did it. They did what they should do.
10-plus yards.
Yeah, they're hammering away.
They applied the hammer late. My question is, do you think they should have tried to swing that hammer a little more early? Do you think they got too dependent on the pass, especially when, the momentum was not on their side and they're trying to, yes, 13-7?
I thought so.
It almost felt like they were running. I mean, the first carry of the game was for 24 yards to Isaiah Mosey. And I mean, still they ran it 10 more times than they passed it. But I thought that they could have leaned on the running game even more and just do more traditional power run and maybe take a little bit of the pressure off Calandry to have to do so much.
Sean?
Yeah, it's hard to say. Just the way the game started, they just got so out of whack in the game itself. Calandria, in terms of his true runs, he had 7 for 48 yards.
And
that's taking out the sacks, obviously. So, two zone reads, two gap runs, just one scramble. And I thought we'd see more scrambles.
Yeah.
But he had just one. Calandry had 3 runs of 10-plus yards, which that's going to be a big deal.
They were big ones. I think a couple of those converted first downs. I know one for sure on a third down. Then he had that long run on a second long that kept a drive going. So, I mean, that's the timeliness of his runs was as effective as just the volume of them.
Well, Sean said 10 of 16 first down calls were running plays. 10 of 16
in the second half.
Oh, in the second half. Okay. That's good. I think they, to answer Rob's question, I thought there were times when they should have just stuck to conventional run game and tried to get too fancy, like on those swing passes I alluded to that didn't work. I call them swing passes. They're little.
Like on the turnover downs at the end of the half, like they did that little side pass that got batted down, like just run the ball.
I think those little flip passes.
Listen to us. Run the ball.
The little flip
run
passes.
Run the damn ball. Yeah.
To Barney. And teams have that so well scouted. I mean, there's just like tripwire out the time when Barney comes around the edge. I mean, you just see it. That everyone just gets low and starts trying to trip him. I mean, and that works sometimes. But teams know when Barney starts moving, it's a huge key.
Do we all agree, by the way, that Rule is – you know, I'm a big Mekhi Nelson fan.
I liked Mekhi, by the way. I mean, I thought he was pretty impressive.
But I thought Rule was the most impressive. I thought today – now, this is just one day. This doesn't have to be an all-encompassing Rule should be the starter conversation. But I thought today Jamal Rule looked the best. Then I thought Mekhi was next and Mosey was third. Just today.
Yeah.
That could change.
I'll ask you guys this. Do you think any of these backs will be a 1,000-yard back by the year's end?
Rule has the best chance.
Yeah.
He's off to a good start with, what, 122, right?
Yes. So he is on track. I mean, right now, Amon Green's freshman running record is in the crosshairs. It's just over 1,000. I mean, I think that's very much in the realm of possibility.
It depends how they use him.
Right. Does he get the volume? Because when you're splitting that workload between three backs, which
they did.
I don't see anything wrong with that, especially if Mekhi is running the way that he ran today.
Yeah.
Then, you just don't want to put too much on a true freshman is kind of what I'm getting.
Yeah.
We need to learn how good Ohio is. I mean, I had a coach I know text me and say, like, they're well coached. Like, Ohio was not a bad team.
No. I didn't think – I was impressed.
So how good will they be in the MAC? I think they're over-under preseason was 7.5. But are they a team that can contend to win the MAC? Well, I mean, it doesn't mean anything for Nebraska. But I do think that was a quality opponent, like a team that's going to be in the bowl game and –
Yeah, I don't want to go too far, but if you just like looking at last year, it's much better at Houston Christian. I thought they're better in Akron.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, they're in the same conference as Akron.
Right. I thought they're better in Akron, though.
And Bowling Green lost to Tarleton State.
Ooh.
FCS school, I believe.
Rough start for Eddie George.
Ooh, really?
Eddie George's second year.
Yeah. Yeah, see, Ohio's not losing to Tarleton State. Their quarterback's good. Nick Paulus is good.
One of the big questions, I did the spring recap on them, and I know one of the big questions about them was their quarterback. They obviously had a new head coach and everything, but I think the real issue was could their offense, because they lost a lot. They lost their star quarterback.
They had no starters back.
Yeah, and so basically they had to replace everything on offense. And I really like the picture of that QB. He was good.
Yeah, I thought it might take them a few games to get going. I don't know if it's going to take a few games. They looked all right.
Yeah, it was an impressive win all around. Just to go through the adversity and then finish the way they did. But, guys, we got a full slate of Super Chats. So before we start getting into the bag and see if I can slip up.
Drink. Pick a couple drinks.
Slam. I'm lowering the filter.
My own Ja'Cory Barney tripwire.
I'll only step in if, like, you're going to say something that'll get you sued.
But we're brought to you by First Interstate Bank. All right, Husker football fans, this program is brought to you by First Interstate Bank. The world is full of nonsense. Convenience fees, processing fees, fees for the processing fees. That's why the new orange checking from First Interstate is no nonsense free. No minimums, no monthly fees, and all you have to do is qualify is to opt out of opt into the e-statements. That's it. Keep your statements online and your money in your account. That's no nonsense banking. Make the smart play and open up Orange checking account today. First Interstate. No nonsense banking. Member FDIC, equal housing lender. And we drive by First Interstate as we drive down 10th, and they always have a nice little tailgate party going out there. We'll have to pop in there one day.
I wonder if they're still doing it right now.
It's a grill.
Oh.
All right. Let's get in. And guys, the start of our show, we're going to get super chats that were like first half super chats. Right. So
chronological.
Let's kind of get a laugh out of these. Andrew Feaser comes in at 11:24 a.m.
So, okay, 11:24. It was probably, I don't know. Could have been bad.
We're not reading this to answer the question. We're just kind of reading it to kind of get a chuckle at this point, because you have a few of these in the super chats. We're going to give you your super chat on the air. Told you at the bowl, they hired a guy with zero power conference experience. Was a terrible idea.
Which that is that Arich?
Arich.
Just address that first play. That's no fault of Arich. I mean, Rob Arich can't control what his corner's doing. No. His corner just froze. He had a brain freeze moment. I'll just say that. Bad brain freeze moment. I don't know what he was doing, but he froze.
Jay Reagan in the first quarter said it's here in the first quarter, and these super chats are about to get wild. Good luck, fellas. Thanks for the great coverage. Go Big Red.
A lot of reaction early, including by us, by the way.
It was hard not to.
Yeah.
Moving in here.
Sean's head was sweating.
Some of these are a little out of order, Megan. I apologize. I'm reading them in my order here, but this is from Donner Design.
Yeah,
careful. Am I okay?
That had potential.
There was some tripwire there. Using my winnings from taking Ohio plus 23.5 to write this super chat. Penalty's got to be better. Defense largely disappointing. Not ready for Big Ten play. So at this point, the super chatter thought he had already won on Ohio, and he actually lost. So.
How big was not having Chambliss, Owen Chambliss?
I'm sure it was a factor. I mean, look at what the way they talk about him all offseason and how critical of a piece he is and his mind for the game. And all of a sudden now you don't have your quarterback of the defense out there. And I think that's a big deal. And they pass it off. I think Vincent Shavers took on a lot of that. Dawson Merritt even. Like, so you're talking about a couple of young guys and players that maybe aren't familiar with that role, doing a lot of that pre-snap adjustments and making sure everybody gets lined up. So that could have
Merritt's happened. Young, Shavers isn't.
Right. But he's inexperienced in the sense of QBing a defense.
Okay.
Green dot guy.
Yeah. Let's keep moving. Sorry. Here.
I just wanted to interject, Sean.
No, you're good. You're good. Craig.
Do it.
Who are we?
Hammer.
Bachman.
Yeah, Bachman.
Okay.
Wow, he's gun shy. Like a gun shy freshman. Oh my God. Just let it loose.
First quarter Husker fan over here.
Oh, with a silent O. Beckman.
Beckman. Okay. Just
put it phonetically.
I'm scarred. Been watching you guys for years. First super chat. Beckman with a silent O.
Okay.
Just keep improving. Tons of optimism to take from this game. Go Big Red. All right. Thank you. Let's moving on here to, let's see, NMZ2006. Jamal Rule needs to be the starting running back, and Holgorsen needs to remember he was kicked out of the air raid club and not throw 35 times a game with Calandria.
What we were talking about earlier.
Yeah, I mean,
especially in a game like this where attrition was so much part of the deal, like Nebraska just needed to be the bully, I think. And even if you're not churning out 7-8 yards a pop, like the body blows were going to add up. And they eventually did, but we wonder if maybe that could have happened sooner.
The Danny Waldron. Love the new offense. Finally a QB that I can get behind. Ant-Man is a dog. D-line worries me in the Big Ten. Need Quasimodo to catch those balls. Oh, God.
No, you're fine. No, you're
talking about Quasi Gilmer.
Quasi Gilmer. No, you're fine. That's a good analysis.
But Quasi Gilmer was targeted 10 times.
Yeah, we've been saying on Husker Online that connection between Calandria and Gilmer was established throughout the offseason. They have great chemistry. You could see it today. Mm-hmm. You'll continue to see that. Jacory had a good day, though. So it's Jacory and Gilmer. Thought you'd see a little bit more in Isaiah Hunter. It's just one game, though. That's all that can change. Mm-hmm. Now, I agree with them. I just – Rule looks like the best running back.
It's the most complete, in my opinion.
So we'll just have to see on that. As far as the defense, about what I expected. A little – like you just – you want a little bit more in the interior, although Whittington looks really good. Yeah. Jashir Whittington looks – now, that's another D-A-W-G, okay? They made some nice additions on this team. Go ahead, Sean.
L-F-R. Why are you doing that?
Because you're funny. That's
why. I'm watching the Oregon game. I'm listening to you. I'm enjoying Super Chats. Keep talking.
You're fine.
You got more things before you take the helicopter down?
No, I took it down.
Okay.
Boom.
LFR 3200. It seemed like the defensive line improved as the game progressed. Shaky start. And I get that we have more depth, but they couldn't run up the middle on us.
Okay.
This team, to me, like a lot of first game jitters, and they played a lot of guys, and I'm going to get in.
Yeah, get in that.
I'll look in on defense. 34 guys played.
That's a big number. That's a big number. How much snaps did Tyson Terry play?
So
got that one.
I'm going to go through your defensive interior, your defensive line snaps,
please.
Hoofkin, 11 snaps. Okay. Landon Davidson, 2 snaps. Riley Van Poppel played a team high 30. And remember, who was the guy that threw up on the field? Was it Whittington? So
Jashir Whittington.
I don't know if that factored in a little bit, but Lefatu only played 5 snaps. Cade Pedchok, 17. Williams Winery, 24. Mac Markway got 6 snaps. Tyson Terry played 10.
Okay. Thank you.
Jashir Whittington played 26.
Okay.
So and then Mason Goldman got 2, Dylan Parra got 1. Oh, the most snaps was Owen Stoudemire. He had 32.
Okay, so the grown men are Stoudemire, Whittington, and RVP, Riley Van Poppel.
That was your third number, yeah. And that's not, I don't think any of that's a surprise.
No. Tyson Terry, I like that look. 10 snaps. I thought, now, the film maybe would suggest otherwise. We don't have the benefit of that right after the game. I don't know how he graded, Sean. I liked the look of it.
64.3.
That's fine. That's for a freshman. Sophomore.
That's a solid
sophomore.
Grade.
That's a solid grade. Yeah. I like that look.
How many snaps did Jeremiah Jones play?
I'm looking here.
33.
He was on the field.
Number 33. I know he was.
Number 33.
Yeah, number 33.
Okay, they have him listed as Owen Chambliss by mistake in here because it's a different number. 15.
Okay.
15 snaps.
Okay. And that's 12, a lot.
That caught my attention.
And 12 of them were in pass rush.
This was a guy playing receiver last season. I did not anticipate that either, Robin. Did not anticipate. 12
pass rush snaps, 1 coverage. He played 2 run snaps.
What's that tell you? They're looking for a pass rusher. They're looking for pass rusher. Ochoa
played a bunch.
Winery played 24 snaps, 19 were as a pass rusher. So that's what they're doing there.
Hello.
All right. Let's move the chats along. Biohazo 1.
Okay, you're fine.
We better slaughter Bowling Green. They were a joke.
I agree.
Yeah, it's a night game. Today was punishment. I mean, being out there in that heat.
It was a grind.
Kind of a grind mental.
Sitting in an air-conditioned press box.
We shocked.
Can't imagine sitting out there.
was I stinky?
No, I just said I just think we're all going to be stinky sitting here. Or sweating.
Yeah. It was a mental, I'm sure for the guys, a lot of it's kind of mental, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's physical. Don't get me wrong. It's super hot there. And like Sean said, they're in full battle regalia. You just got to take it play at a time. And they did. Again, sort of impressive why you should be impressed with Nebraska. They were the ones that finished strong. Okay. Mm-hmm. That's good. That's a good sign. It's also they have more depth. And they pay players and all that, but they did. They did what they should do.
They did what they should have done.
Yeah.
The Ohio's coach was wearing like
a black
hooded sweatshirt.
Seems strange to
and
me.
And a black hat.
Tough.
Is that what that is?
Ohio tough.
Okay.
All right. That up. Let's move it into Kenny. Can't really pronounce. I don't know what his last
E-I-E-I-O.
name. E-I-E-I-O. I'm starting the unofficial official David Hufkin fan club, calling it the Hufkin Hay Wagon. Go back and watch him when he got into the game. Finally, he will play a lot more.
Ooh,
interesting observation.
Yeah, interesting observation.
E-I-E-I-O.
Sean, can you see what he graded? Do you mind?
David Hufkin. Let's see.
Yeah, due to that frame,
oh,
hope that he can play.
6'7", 310.
Yeah, he was a 59.5 grade, but did well as a tackler. He scored a 73 as a tackler.
6'7", 310. What do you think the body percentage fat is? He doesn't have it. Yeah, he doesn't have any.
He's like 28. Freak.
Is he 28?
Yeah, he's up there.
He's up there.
I don't know if he's 20. He's upper 20s.
20s, yeah. Upper 20s, yes.
Let's
see. Amazing.
All right, we've got another, it appears to be an in-game comment made before things turned from Dylan Husker fan. Has Matt Rhule lost control of this program?
No. Nah. Apparently not. 49-21.
Ended up okay.
David Jorgensen, the new unis got us the win. Laughing out loud. And I will say, I don't know if you guys noticed, but the tradition patch is back. But it's on the back of the jersey. So if you look at Nebraska's jersey, that patch used to be on the front, is now centered in the back.
Okay.
Right above the nameplate.
Okay.
Bowman 78. Ain't gonna lie, at one point I wanted to turn it off, but great win. Still owe you guys drinks at the bowl game. Go Big Reds.
All right, we'll take it. It was like that. At halftime, a lot of grumbling in the press box. When you talk to the people, kind of the experts, you go to, a lot of like, oh,
there's a lot of trouble. Here we go again.
Yeah.
We're kind of all battered victims in this. Like,
well, the way last season ended, that first half went.
And I don't think we didn't really get Calandria till the second half. I thought some of the things he did. All right. This is what they signed up for.
Yeah. They were kind of reserved with him in the first half. He was just a basic quarterback. It wasn't we're going to move him out, we're going to move him out of the pocket a lot. We're going to run sprint option, all of that kind of stuff. You didn't see it.
Here's something we should ask Dana next week.
Okay.
Because I thought it was the same way with Ohio. They didn't really lean on design QB runs until the second half. How much of that was to try to take advantage of a tired, worn down defense to throw in a second half element?
Great point.
And I wonder if Nebraska was doing the same thing with Calandria, because you're right. They didn't draw anything up for him as a runner in the first half. Nope. Then when things started to get serious in the second half, they opened that up more.
Yep. And then when they hit him, when they're tired, it's not going to be as hard of a hit either.
Right.
I mean, they're barely going to get him at that point.
I wonder if that had an impact.
All right. Air conditioning 10 for Robin. Robin, shout out to you for your excellent coverage during Hoops last year. Missed the show. We are so back.
Thank you, air conditioning.
That is nice.
Very nice of you. Appreciate it.
Your coverage is excellent.
Cody M 322 looks sloppy and players know it. They got to be pissed at half. Rhule is the GOAT, Jamal Rhule. Worried about the grit on defense. Hopefully we see it soon. And I think he makes a good point. They won the game, yes, but there's still a lot of questions with this defensive unit, like the pass rush, getting home. They were not really effective getting with the quarterback with a four-man rush.
No, they weren't. There's just no other. Yeah. In fact, Sean, if I was going to identify my two biggest concerns, it's that and the penalties. You don't want 9 penalties for 65 yards from a veteran team with a fourth-year coach. Now, it happens. It's football. I get it. I'm not going to overdo it on that. Those are the two things that concern me. The lack of sort of pressure they got on Nick Polis. Too often times he had way too much time. They got some at times, but not enough.
14 blitzes on 38 dropbacks.
Okay.
And Nebraska had him under pressure, just 11 dropbacks.
Sacks.
Just the one sack, right? Or two, they had two, I think.
Yeah, Nebraska was credited with 2 sacks.
But yeah, only under a pressure 11 times. On the downs they blitzed, he threw for 111 yards on 6 completions. So he was effective when they blitzed, was the unfortunate thing.
Getting 2 big-time throws after dropping the snap on the ground.
Yeah. That's my biggest concern right now, because you're going to face some major league quarterbacks down the road. Major league quarterbacks.
And there were some guys running wide open. And had it not been for a couple big deflections, like Donovan Jones had two breakups that one of them saved a touchdown and the other one saved, I think, a third down conversion. So, I mean, they came close to giving up more yards at a higher percentage to Paulus.
All right, guys. Now I want to do our Modelo moment of the game.
Okay.
And our Modelo moment of the game was the Mekhi Nelson touchdown. Kind of what made it, it was a one score game, and this helped extend the game back to two scores. But Mekhi Nelson goes for 51 yards on a reception, and that play really, really turned things around for Nebraska. And I think it was kind of the dagger in Ohio at that point when, you know, number one, Calandria kind of scrambled around, danced around, held the play alive. Then he got it out late. And then you saw just an unbelievable effort from Mekhi Nelson. That, my friends, is our Modelo moment of the game.
Yeah, toast to Mekhi on that play because he ran through some guys. Mm-hmm. He's strong. He got stronger in the offseason. You saw it as he ran through those Ohio guys in the secondary. Sean, that was with 9:10 left in the game, and it made it 35-21. It was monumental. Mekhi ran strong in this game.
This was a big day for him.
Yeah.
He made the comment 2 months ago he didn't know if he'd ever play a game of football or a game of football in Memorial Stadium again. And to have that type of performance and having arguably the biggest play of the game to help seal the deal, good kind of redemption story for him after a guy that went through some stuff not too long ago.
I mean, speaking of that,
he was in a bad spot.
Boy, those guys, like Rule pointed out, the narrative, he doesn't like, those guys don't like that narrative that we kind of talked about a lot, like lose Emmett, now what?
Well, I thought it was totally valid. None of those guys have done anything outside of a bowl game.
Right.
You know, and so like, why wouldn't you have questions?
We're kind of damned if we do, damned if we don't. If we would have been like, they're going to be great. And like, people are like, you guys are just a bunch of homers.
Yeah.
And if we're like, just, hey, like, wait, we got to see what they can do. Like, you guys are too critical. I mean, I don't know what we should have said then.
Right.
I
think they use this fuel too.
Sure. I feel like if EJ Barthel tells you he likes his room, he's more than earned the benefit of the doubt.
EJ Barthel. Hello. Stock on the rise.
A year ago, questions about running back, Big Ten running back of the year.
They were the best this position room in the game.
Yeah. They changed the game.
Okay.
Who would be the next best?
They'd be the best. Why are we not talking about the offensive line more?
Good question.
I mean, talk about them, I guess.
Well, it's funny you asked.
Yeah, go ahead, Sean.
I'm looking at the pressure numbers here on PFF. Let's see. Good set. So they were only charged with one sack that was given up by Carter Nelson.
Yeah. They had a breakdown and he got matched up on a DN.
Ike Ackerman.
Yeah.
Central High got the best of Ainsworth there.
Rule alluded to it as a protection error. And he's not supposed to be matched up on Ackerman in that situation. There was a protection error. Now you'd like to see him handle a little better, but whatever. Ackerman.
Now Pritchett gave up one hit and one hurry, so he gave up two pressures.
Okay,
and Banga gave up a hurry. Let's see, Gatula gave up a hurry, but yeah, I think as a group, one sack, one hit, four hurries, six total pressure plays in the game on 34 drops, and that's not bad at all.
No,
and they took the game over in crunch time.
Yep.
And that's what I wanted to see. I wanted to see Nebraska be the bullies in the fourth quarter. And that's exactly what they were.
We did see Tree Bob Alade come in at right tackle. Gunnar Gatula at that point then moved to left. Bob Alade played 8 snaps.
Yeah, came in very late. Last couple series.
Yeah, the one thing about this game being as tight as it was, they didn't get a lot of other guys in on offense.
Nope.
And you heard why Matt Rhule say they wanted to stick one more touchdown in late. Because he wanted the repetitions in the red zone.
Because they were so poor on the red zone last year on both sides.
4 for 4 today.
Ooh, touchdowns? Okay, that's a good stat.
Field goal.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you. 4 for 4 is big.
Yeah. I
mean, that was an emphasis. That was an emphasis.
Red zone defense, 2 for 2.
Hello.
Okay, emphasis. Let's get back in the bag here. Zach Nicky. Run game was good. But why would a transfer wide receiver come here? They refuse to force it to them. It shows in big games.
Quasi?
Get your athletes the ball. Did Hunter touch a ball again after he housed the screen call?
They threw to Quasi 10 times, 10 targets.
Here's your targets in the game here. Barney had 8 targets. Gilmer had 10. Mekhi Nelson had 3. Hunter only had, now to his credit, Hunter only had 1 target because the other target was a race. So he was only targeted twice in the game.
Wow. That is interesting.
Think about it. One was for a 17-yard catch. That should have been a touchdown.
Quinn Clark had just 1 target.
Oh, he's very Gilmer. He's looking for Quasi Gilmer and Ja'Cory.
Barney. Yeah.
18 of the 31 targets went to those two guys.
Those, I mean, Gilmer, we heard it and heard it. Started hearing it in the spring. More in June. I started hearing it more in June about Calandria and Gilmer. Watch that connection. They have one.
All right. Holden.
Wait.
Ooh.
Nope.
Holden gets, that's a red flagger, though.
Holden.
Holden what? Holden. That's enough.
Holden my? Hell no. When it comes to Carter Nelson, do you think it's smart to not a thing that isn't? I don't know the...
Not force a thing that isn't? Is that what they're saying?
They did go to him on one of those key passing plays, and it got kind
of
chopped
those up. One of those plays. I'd watch that play.
Those backwards passes?
Yeah. I just, for lack of a better word, I call them swing passes.
All right, Luke Downing comes in. That last touchdown seemed out of character for Rule. Glad to be back. Thanks for all you do. And again, Rule explained why they tried to score late. I don't think it was like a personal shot.
I seldom will criticize a coach for doing that because the clock's running. Anybody who's played athletics knows the horrible feeling of a team letting up. Like, if you're Ohio, you don't want the other team letting up. You don't. So it's the worst feeling in the world. So I don't, and especially early in the season when you're trying to better your team. All right. You're not trying to, I mean, they got to get better.
Especially with the way that game went.
Yeah. How exactly.
Poor the first half.
Didn't bother me in the least.
Finished strong.
Sean, did it bother you at all?
No, because they needed to get some momentum. Like, and, who cares if you upset Ohio? Like, when are you ever going to run into them again?
Well, there's that, I know, but
it's the first time in 100 years Nebraska's played Ohio,
right?
Ever.
Yeah. What I would say is Ohio has no business. They're not upset, I don't think. And they would have no business being upset. You got guys out there. Stop them. All right. I mean, come on.
Well,
what are we talking about?
They needed that rep, that sequence of
executing. That's the bottom line.
All right, let's move to Nick Guthrie. Oh man, is Rule a dude or what? His nickname should be the human bowling ball, and he's not stopped by one lousy pin. By the way, Sean, you should see if Sip is able to close his eyes and spell run slowly. Might be hard.
No, I just did it.
There must be a joke there. We're not picking it. We're pretty simple-minded folks here. We sometimes don't pick up on those things.
Are you in? Oh, yeah, they got us. Do it. They got
it. I'm not doing it. You did it.
They got us.
Close your eyes.
Yeah, they got it, Rob.
You didn't get me.
Close your eyes and spell run slowly.
Yeah. Yeah. 100% got it.
That's getting clipped.
That might have been, I mean, the level of
that's
skill there.
Yeah,
I mean,
that was skill.
Like hook, line, sinker. Yep.
That's like FBI stuff there.
The true vets of Super Chats, they'll get you with a good question, then they'll sign off with something, and you're like, wow. Oh, cool, they'll sign off. Well, I just got
that was embarrassing.
Wow. Are
you? Stop.
That's going to live forever.
Oh, yeah. Boy. The soggy muffin bandit is back.
There he is.
There he is. He's been on the show for 4 years.
Good.
He was back with us in Ireland, I think.
Was he really?
No, he might not have been. Happy to be 1-0. Go Big Red. However, did the game answer more questions we had over the offseason, or did it create new ones? Either good or bad. Love you guys. Keep up the fantastic coverage. We talked about this, about the defense, that, you know, some of the questions we had, they showed up pretty early in the game.
They did. We talked ad nauseum. Okay, I got the one. We got to add something, though, here. We talked ad nauseum about the D-line. Rule them. And I asked him about it. Like, what'd you think about, we have this narrative all off season. We don't know how good they are up front, particularly in the interior. Rule made a good point. It wasn't like the running backs hurt them. I think their running backs got 39 yards. And he said it wasn't like the outside zone got him. Remember how last year it looked like the outside zone was this newfangled play in college football that Nebraska was utterly perplexed by? They couldn't defend the outside zone for some reason. That wasn't a problem today. I mean, that's you know, if you're Rob Orich, which we haven't even hardly mentioned, it's the new defensive coordinator's first game. That's a good, you point to that and say, okay, we shored that up. We shored up the red zone. That's good. Those are two things in his favor. He had nothing to do with that. You can't put that first play on him, Orich. When your corner freezes.
Yeah, when your corner just stops covering somebody.
Just in the middle of a play, yeah. Just like seizes up. I mean, what do you do? You know?
Yeah. All right. Before
is that too harsh?
No.
No, I mean, it's going to happen. I mean, it had been 3 years since Jeremiah Charles even really played in a game.
Mm-hmm. Came back. They kept him in there. I like that. They stuck with him, and I appreciate that. I do.
All right. Before we keep rolling through Super Chats, Husker Online Postgame Live brought to you by Emeritus. In every city, every town, there's a Husker fan. You show up, you stand out, no matter where the road takes you. And wherever Husker Nation goes, life doesn't slow down. That's why Emeritus makes dental and vision coverage simple. Quick quotes, affordable options, and nationwide access for fans everywhere. Choose the coverage that fits your journey. Emeritus, fulfilling life, fueled by Husker pride. Go to emeritus.com/Husker Dental to view the plans. Thanks again to Emeritus, a great company here in Nebraska and Lincoln, sponsoring us here on the Husker Online Postgame Live Show. Meredith Classic.
I just thought of RUN and rough.
You got.
That's a veteran that got fooled.
First play of the game, he just gave up a 70-yarder.
Yeah, unbelievable.
You closed your eyes.
I did stop
for a long time too.
The guy's like, you're like, close your eyes and smell run.
All right. God. Football talk now, please.
Okay. Throbbing Robin.
Hey.
Best case scenario Robin for game four. One, get a blowout win while exposing things we need to work on. Love seeing Calandria demand accountability from wide receivers. There was a moment I know on the sidelines where he really got into the receivers and kind of yelled at them for some drops and some of the things that happened. And
good. Yeah, good.
You want to see that?
I'm not sure that was happening as much. We haven't seen quarterbacks.
Right.
Like Tommy Armstrong would do that.
Yeah. I think Adrian did it. I think there's some guys who have done that. That's good to hear, though. Now, how many drops are we talking about?
Let's see.
Yeah, check it out.
Fill time while I look.
Yeah. Drops. I mean, Gilmer had a drop at one or two, right? Mm-hmm. And, you know, drops are tricky because sometimes
three drops.
Keelan Smith had one, right?
Yeah, two by Gilmer, one by Keelan Smith.
That's not debilitating. You know, I mean, keep in mind, Gilmer targeted 10 times, and he'll keep getting targeted.
It would have been big completions, though.
Yeah, okay.
Keelan's would have been like a 20, 30-yarder.
Yeah. I was talking about Gilmer, but you're right. Keelan's was headed toward the end zone. Mm-hmm. Hello. That's three hellos. That's the last one. Now, I'm not saying Keelan Smith would have scored on that, but it was
a chunk play.
Yeah.
Okay, let's move it in here. Throbbing for, let's see.
Yeah, I don't like
Kurt
that
Peterson one. For future reference. Tarleton State Texans beat Bowling Green 20-13. Eddie comes here next week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a bad loss for Bowling Green. Goes without saying.
I want to say, is Tarleton State they're a really good FCS program, though?
I only know they're in Texas. I don't know much about them.
Yeah, I want to say, God, did they beat? Keep talking here, Tarl.
Check it out. We have time. It's a podcast. It's 90 minutes.
They're in the United Athletic Conference.
Yeah, they were coached in the. They were Whitten. In the. They were in the playoffs last year, I believe, in the FCS.
Double
playoffs.
Check that.
I'm looking right now. I want to say that's who beat North Dakota, Tarleton State. 20.
Yeah, last year they were 7-1 in conference.
Okay.
God, it just auto-corrected my Tarleton State to Target.
Target State, yes. And they lost to Villanova in the FCS quarterfinals.
Okay.
And then they beat North Dakota?
They beat North Dakota.
Yeah. Oh. I can remember that North Dakota, who we think is going to be pretty good, mm-hmm. they struggled big time in that Tarleton State game. So I think you just look at the name and kind of chuckle because no one knows who it is.
I'm not really excusing that loss, though.
No.
You still beat them. You got to beat them.
But there's not, in my opinion, there's not a big difference between a top 10 FCS program and a MAC program, a lower MAC program. I think
lower MAC. God, isn't, you know what's okay. Just quick discussion before we get back to it. Think about what we're talking about. UMass MAC team beat Rutgers handily. That's Rutgers with a $30 million roster. I mean, I'm heartened by it. That's good for college football to see that. I watched Toledo, Michigan State last night. It's heartening to watch a team like Toledo lead Michigan State in the fourth quarter. Same, I mean, they led them. They led 20-19 early in the fourth quarter. That's it. Again, that's a big disparity in what you're paying. But Toledo, I watched the game close. They have players, Sean. It's like Ohio. They have players now. They still have players at that level.
And they'll be at different schools next year.
Well, yes and no. Like the Toledo had the FCS player. They had like the MAC player of the year that came back. Defensive player of the year. Not all of them, but yeah. But it's just kind of nice to watch them and go, oh yeah, they got guys.
Bada Bing 89 petition for a new DJ at Memorial Stadium. I'm not saying update it, but they play the same six songs. I mean, the song Hell's Bells gives me PTSD. Switch it up, please.
I have no opinion on
it. We hardly ever notice it because you can hardly hear the music inside the press box. Such a vacuum in there. So I don't have to share the same opinion just because I don't ever hear the music.
Let's listen to that next week.
I do think the two night games will bring a different DJ vibe. Like when you're playing in a 100-degree stadium and it's blaring sun, the last thing you're worried about is the DJ.
Well, that gentleman was concerned, but
yeah. I mean, you're not getting up and dancing when the sun is blaring in your face.
What a day. I mean, that was a day now.
MC Magic, hate to say it, if they were a blown coverage and a bad blindside block call away, Nebraska was basically those two calls away from winning 56-13.
Yep.
We may have had to outgun a lot of teams this year. I still worry about the lack of pressure from the D-line. And I think that's a fair point. I will give you the numbers on that defense right now, what we saw for the pressures for Nebraska. 17 pressures. PFF grades them with 3 sacks. I know the official stats say 5. 5 quarterback hits, 9 hurries. So there were a lot of plays that had potential. They just didn't finish them.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, my two big concerns coming out of that game for Nebraska are lack of pass rush and the penalties.
It's also the Winery sack that was negated by a face mask on a third down.
It wasn't a sack, but would have got him off the field because the quarterback threw it away as his head got ripped off.
Okay. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, it's kind of what we expected. And come on, that explains Jeremiah Jones. They're looking for something. They're looking for explosion off the edge. Mm-hmm. Those guys they have, Cam Linhart, Anthony Jones, Petshack, they're good, solid players. They're not big time off the edge.
Twitchy.
I got a twitchy move. I'm going to get you on. And they're not that guy, really, you know. So 33 is Jeremiah Jones. That was a huge revelation today. Mm-hmm. But it does tell you they're looking for something. They're looking for like Eric Martin in 2008, right? Remember Eric Martin?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they're looking for DeMario Williams in 2003. I think Eric Martin was 2008. Does that sound about right?
Eric Martin actually put up his big sack here in the Big Ten. I want to say that was 11.
Yeah, he 2011. Was a little
later. Oh, my bad.
He did some stuff against Iowa, and I remember some of the games.
Okay.
08 was Big 12. I mean,
he played both.
Eric Martin on that 08-09, I think he might have just been special teams.
Well, that's right, because he got in trouble against he got in trouble against Oklahoma State.
Ed Cunningham had a
crusade.
Yeah.
He did a crusade on
him. He wanted him kicked out of football.
Anyway, what Nebraska did was converted the guy into a pass rusher, and he got 8.5 sacks, Eric Martin. DeMario was kind of the same way. I think they're kind of trying to do the same thing with Jeremiah Jones. I don't know. We'll see what that looks like.
Nels in Montana.
Oh, I know Nels.
Thanks again for another awesome show. We have five games to figure out how to stop dual threat quarterbacks. If not, Moore from Oregon and Williams from Washington are going to break rushing records against us. And I agree
Williams.
Williams from Washington.
They got to figure something out quick.
Yeah. Was it Paulus? How do you say his name? Paulus?
Nick Paulus.
Paulus. 10 carries for 70 yards. 7 yards a pop.
Yeah. Oh, DeMond. DeMond Williams.
The running back game.
Will look like Usain Bolt compared to him. Okay. He will.
By the way, Oregon tied up right now with Boise in the fourth quarter.
Hello. Hey, wait a second. Is it Usain Bolt or Usain Bolt? I think it's Usain
Bolt. Not Hussein.
Just stick to spell him. Run with your eyes closed.
but I'm telling you, you better get that figured out a little bit.
Yeah, 100%. Thought they did as the game went on, but there was some breakdowns there where the pass rush was getting upfield and he was just cutting underneath. I thought they did some new wrinkles, like with some stunts to try to generate more pressure up the middle, which helped.
Yeah,
I thought. Okay. But yeah, I mean, how big is the guys with like 6'5", 230?
Yeah, he's 6'6", 243.
6'6", 243. So compare him to one of these like true speed dual threat quarterbacks. I mean, that's a whole nother animal.
Scott Roars comes in. Watching the Carter Nelson experience, I was extremely disappointed to see him get bull rushed and the defensive player throw him around and get pressure. And we hit on this that he was not supposed to be in that situation. Generally, you're not going to put a tight end and have him give up 50 pounds.
One-on-one with a defensive end. Protection error. There's a protection error. You know what? If you look at that play, he didn't seem ready for it because it was a protection error. You know, it was kind of like, oh, God, you know, I got to do this, you know, and that's what it looked like.
Let's see. J Red 201, the first 2.5 quarters, I was thinking about SIP peacocking around during the show, but the boys covered. Good test to start the year. Why would you be peacocking?
Because I said it was going to be a tough game. I resisted saying blowout all week. I didn't think it'd be a blowout, you know, so.
It was a coin flip. Yeah. I mean, and the depth, I felt like I picked Nebraska to cover by 1 point. And I had a 24-point win, and I thought the depth would be the difference. So that's what played out. I mean, when you have the amount of players that Nebraska has and you sub the way Nebraska did,
yeah,
that's going to
– You nailed that. You were right about that.
I mean, the heat is going to get you.
You nailed that. You said it would be Nebraska would probably pull away late. That's exactly what happened.
They freaking flew away.
Yeah.
Roger Walter 2914. The live show is back. My wife says you guys are part of the family and always keeps us on television. Well, thank you. Wow. Love all your Husker coverage. Did it seem to you guys that there were a lot of high snaps seemed to throw off the offense? But yeah, there were a few with Calandria snap issues.
They had them in camp, so it's something to watch.
Some missiles.
Yep.
Cody, I get that we made a mistake, but refs were awful.
People were upset about the Barney,
the block,
negated Hunter's touchdown. Like, I get that. I don't know. Like, it wasn't like the most vicious hit, but it was just a dumb play. Like that far away,
seven yards behind.
Yeah, like totally unnecessary. Took a touchdown off the board and helped keep the momentum at least somewhat in Ohio's corner for a little bit longer, at least.
Yep.
All right, we got a super chat trap that I've already sniffed out here from Jenna. You can read her last name, but I've seen this one before.
Good job, Sean.
It's Mrs. Talia.
Will first half competition help in the
last? I got it. That was good.
I didn't close my eyes there and spell run.
All right.
Zach Nicky. I continue to be perplexed by coaching decisions. 4th and 3, Anthony Calandria exhausted. Just call a timeout. It's a 7-point game. Why is your 6th best wide receiver running a skinny post? Calandria was pissed. 0 passes over 25 yard, over 25 air yards. Was that the play to
Keelan
Smith?
Yeah, that was a weird moment that he was in that situation.
Mm-hmm. And
I agree.
I don't know. Nebraska went into halftime with all three timeouts. Do you think that they managed the final minute there the way they should have?
I'd have to look back at it. I know in real time we weren't pounding on the table. I know that.
And they got the ball back too.
Yeah. We weren't really questioning.
A little dicey there at the end of the half, though.
Yeah.
They should have been up by 8 at half, and they were only up by 1.
Mm-hmm.
And then they had a terrible first drive in the third quarter.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that was one of my biggest disappointments, too, the way they came out at halftime. Now, you're saying they should have been up 8 because that touchdown got called back?
I believe Hunter's, that was, yeah.
Hunter's got called back. The start of the second half, yeah, that first drive for Nebraska wasn't a drive. It was three plays. They ran right. They ran 13. It was so Mekhi started the second half, minus 3 on a run. Then Calandria got grounding under heavy pressure. That was so that resulted in minus 18. And then they just threw a 7-yard pass to Corey, punted. And then Ohio drove, but their kicker, who's a good kicker, missed a 44-yard field goal.
That was big.
They dodged a bullet. You're right. Nebraska dodged a big bullet there. And then what happens? They come back with a long drive, Nebraska, to kind of reset things. But they started horrible, but righted themselves. So give them credit for righting themselves, Nebraska.
Dr. Doc Sadler comes in.
Okay.
Sneaky good game from Dexter Foster and Dawson Merritt, both linebackers.
Yeah.
Excited to see that group continue to grow and get even better once Chambliss gets back on the field. Can't wait to win much. Can't win much if you don't start 1-0. Kobe Red.
And it does sound like Chambliss is supposed to be back next week. Rule seemed optimistic after the game that he will be back for his debut against Bowling Green.
Kurt Peterson, Nebraska victory goes in the books. Rule and Nelson look decent. The offense figured it out at half. And 49 points in the first game with 0 turnovers. A lot more to like than not. And a win is a win. And, guys, they covered. They won by 28 points.
Yeah.
I mean, go look in the last 4 years. Ohio rarely loses by this much. I think we just assumed, but their program is really the same as it was before. They lost their head coach, but they kept everybody else.
Absolutely. No, I mean, Kurt makes good points. 0 turnovers. You know, I mean, good finish. You always want to finish. We talk about that in sports all the time. Finish, finish, finish. They finished. They finished with a flourish. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I mean, that's, you know, again, a lot of the issues that they had, we sort of anticipated, which is good and bad. I mean, I kind of, what I said at halftime is I kind of wanted to be surprised about some things. Like, surprise me, defensive line, you know? Surprise me. I wasn't really surprised. It was about what I expected.
Did the running back surprise you?
A little bit. Yeah.
There's no way you could have seen this kind of yardage game.
No, more. Probably not. No. Yeah. I'd have to say it surprised me. The only reason I would defend it a little bit is Matt Rule. You guys probably don't remember, but he told Pete Nakos of On Three that Rule was the story of the spring. Hmm. Now he said it back in the spring. He's the story of the spring. So it's not like Rule's just come on in recent weeks. He's been churning over there.
Mm-hmm.
Mekhi, I mean, Sean would tell you, I was talking about Mekhi early last season, you know, and then Emmett kind of took over, but Mekhi is, I always appreciate his willingness to rip into contact. And now I think he's getting a little more elusive now. He just needs to pick up his feet a little bit is what I'd say.
Willie D comes in. Offense, I think, looks sharp, and penalties killed an even bigger day. Defense, simple as this. If you don't pressure a QB at any level, you're going to be in some trouble. Ultimately, the team stepped up, and now you build off it.
I think we figured that part out. They're looking for pass rush.
That would probably be right up towards the top of my list of concerns.
Yeah.
Once the level of competition, you know, maybe that gets eased with some big games against Bowling Green, North Dakota, but I think that's going to remain the concern all the way up into Michigan State until they prove otherwise.
All right. Nick Gay comes in. Sean, was a pleasure talking to you and at DJ and Patey's wedding. That Patey is Dan Michaels' daughter. Patey Michaels.
Okay.
So I wasn't getting tripped up here. I think you guys thought I was
a little bit.
Question, thoughts on Jeremiah Charles's future in the D line today? Also, I told you at the wedding that Jamal the Rock Rule Terminator is RB1.
Did he tell you that?
I don't remember.
Jeremiah Charles, they stuck with him. He played, kept playing. Like I said, that's good to see. Yeah. Hopefully he learns from that.
That was a bad bust.
First play of the game, you just wonder where a guy's head's at.
Somebody, I think I was on Twitter, described it as like when like the battery goes out on your controller when you're playing video games and your player just stops.
Yeah. It was like
that's what it looked like.
It was like that.
His controller died.
D-line, we've talked about it a lot. Rule. Yeah, he looked better than I thought. I mean, I knew he was going to look good. He probably looked a little better than I thought. Running backs probably as a whole look better than I thought. I would not play down Isaiah Mosey much. He's not going anywhere. He'll be good. Mosey's good. Mm-hmm. He's a good one. They got three good ones now.
Okay, before we get into some more Super Chats, Husker Online Post Game Live brought to you by Marsman. And look, we're all getting older. You kind of lose maybe that drive. You just feel more tired. You just don't have it.
I felt good today.
You felt good today.
Yeah.
Opening day.
Yeah.
But maybe tomorrow, you're gonna be like, man, I'm old. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Marsman, if you're not familiar, it's a great product that boosts, that helps you kind of get that extra energy that you need and just kind of recharges you and gets you back to feeling good. And as Sipple likes to say, instead of playing for the tie, you're playing for the win.
Yeah. Don't just play for the tie.
But yeah, if you've have never tried Marsman, it's a great product, kind of gives you that extra charge, you know, that all day drive, less cravings, better gym recovery. They'll give you a 90-day money back guarantee as well. There's no risk. For a limited time, our listeners can get 50% off for life, plus free shipping and 3 free gifts at mengotomars.com. That's mengotomars.com for 50% off and 3 free gifts when you check out. After you purchase, they will ask where you heard about them. Please support our show and say you heard about them from the Husker Online show. Thank you to Men Go to Mars and Marsman for sponsoring us here on Husker Online Post Game Live. Mark comes in. Grab the win and get better. Love the show. Thanks for doing it. Quick shout out to my kids, Wesley, Blake, and Jordan. Go Big Red. Thank you, Mark.
Yeah, thank you.
Shout out to the kids.
TD comes in. I'm a veteran there, TD.
He's a regular.
You seen that one, Simple?
Yeah, it's kind of stumped me. Oh. Hello.
It stumped you.
Yeah. I don't get it.
What does that mean?
Why is that, Sean?
All right, TD. Seemed like we made mistakes, but don't.
It just hit me. Right.
Delayed process.
Marsman.
Yeah.
You said you felt good today.
I do.
It took you 30 seconds to figure out that one.
Yeah. Yeah. You got to say it in your mind.
Jeremiah Charles over there, the 70 yard touchdown.
I froze up. I seized up. Yeah.
TD, thank you.
Stick with me. They stuck with him.
Seemed like we made mistakes, but didn't see any glaring weaknesses. Keep developing and correcting, and this could be a pretty good team. All right.
Dang, isn't it? What an opener. What an opener.
It swung so much.
What an opener. I mean, it gives us a ton to talk about. And then next week is interesting.
Mm-hmm.
It's more interesting.
Mangal comes in. No traps here, boys. Need to watch. Watch thy back, but defense felt weak. Will Whittington. Ooh, wait. Is that a
trip? No.
Okay.
Whittington threw up. Throw up.
Will Whittington blow chunks?
No, you're all right.
I'm a scarred Super Chat victim.
You're
here.
Fine.
Will Whittington blow chunks at the beginning of every game? That could become a thing. Rule and Nelson are the real deal. Go Big Red. And there was a moment captured on TV where Whittington threw up on the field, and it was a lot.
Oh, I know. Well, I mean, think about it. He's probably fairly nervous, and it's 100 degrees out.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It was 90. They said 91 at kickoff.
Yeah, temp was 91, but multiple people that have those little like thermometers that you can point it like at the turf, like Rusty Dawkins, the good weather guy, he posted a picture and it was 140. Yeah. And I talked to Greg, our camera guy. He said that he talked to another photographer that said that he had one of those deals and it was over 150.
Oh, man.
Well, Casey's memory card, our photographer, Casey Fritton's memory card in his camera, it said it was getting too hot. He had to take his memory card out and it was like smoking hot.
Ooh. Smoking. Wow. Yeah, that's, I mean, I credit the players. Now, it's happening all over the country, so you don't want to go overboard with that. But I'd still credit them for pushing through that. And Nebraska, for those running backs, just keep hammering away. And by the way, it's interesting the tone we're hearing that, and I guess the yardage reflects it, but it seems like Rule and Nelson kind of separated themselves in that conversation, mm-hmm. you know, right?
Yeah, I agree.
Nathan Becker, glad the season finally is upon us, lads. Go Big Red. Big things to come from Rule down the road. Run the rock. All right.
Yeah, today was fun. It was a fun day. I mean, it really was.
Now, we've got one I'm not going to fall for, but they're going by the name of Shay.
Okay, let me see. good Lord. All right.
Shay, deep down, who do you think Frank wanted to win the game? I'd guess Ohio. We did Frank dirty. Yeah, what do you think on that, Sip?
I mean, Frank's so fair-minded. That, well, first of all, he wouldn't want me to say, so I'm not going to. I think it's just, I just say neutral. I think he's probably pretty neutral.
Fellas, you know? I just wanted a good game.
I bet it kind of goes back and forth in his brain a little bit. I bet it kind of goes back and forth.
Just wanted to see some good physical football.
Yeah. There you go. That's almost sounded like Frank. You know what? One thing about Frank, I bet he appreciated Nebraska's running attack.
Yeah.
Frank was a great running backs coach. I mean, he was a – I still think of Frank as a, like, first as a running backs coach. He was a premier running backs coach.
You know what we haven't talked about, speaking of running backs? What? The defensive line backfield that they used.
Yeah, Sean, you should, yeah.
With Anthony Jones and Whittington.
Yeah.
Lined up as in a two fullback
yeah.
set. It was unstoppable. They ran it on the touchdown, right? Rules touchdown. Then they did another one where it was a short yardage situation.
Uh-huh.
Was it a fourth down?
Oh, and they got about 12.
Yeah, they got like 15.
Yeah.
And we saw them do that in the past with like Ty Robinson. Was it Ty and Nash back then together?
Ty for sure. I don't know if Nash was
out. Oh, it was Judy.
Yeah, Judy did it.
Judy was in on that.
Kind of a jumbo or rhino package.
Yeah, jumbo rhino package. It was very effective today. Very effective.
They were looking for contact.
Now though, sure. Now it's on film, so I don't know what you do, but that was effective.
It's kind of one of those things. It's like, so what? It's on film. What are you going to do about it?
I hear you.
I think that's the intent.
You run Rule behind those guys? Look pretty good.
I like it.
Okay. Let's see here.
You could run Mekhi there, too.
Didn't they have Pritchett on the right side for that one, too?
They moved Pritchett over. Yeah. That's exactly right. They moved Pritchett to that's rhino pack.
Put all your big dudes on one side and say, stop this.
Hello.
I like it.
All that money, he just lined it up.
Most expensive backfield.
It's like, put all your cars out of the garage and pull them up to the and say, you ain't got cars like this.
Uh-huh. Yeah, all those guys are plus 500 grand.
Big simples. I don't know how I feel about the game. A lot of penalties, drop balls, bad coverage. How much is this game one issues versus repeat things we see in the future? Look,
that's the question.
The beauty is you should have two games to like continue to stay on this track.
Read that question again. The question.
It's already off. I lost it. Sorry.
That's a good question. Now, that guy got to the essence of it, right? How much of that, of what we saw mistakes wise, is just early season stuff versus carryover that we'll continue to see? It's a great question. I don't know. How do you know?
Rule always says their big jump is week one to week two, so they need to clean some things up. You can't have your kickoff team jump off sides twice in a game. They did that twice. I saw a stat that rule was called, that penalty was called four times last year. Radiska did it twice in a game.
Yeah.
In the whole season, the whole country?
Yes.
Well, yeah. I don't recall it ever happening in Nebraska.
That's weird. That Hey, by the way, we should address specials. Specials were okay, though, generally.
Well, then Isaiah Hunter cut back, and then the two penalties.
Ah. Two offsides, a negative return.
To the eight-yard line.
Barney, did he have any good returns?
No, I mean, he kind of rolled the dice on a couple of his.
He got away with a couple.
He tried to scoop one up.
One return for 9 yards.
He scooped that one up incredibly well, by the way, because that was a little traffic there. I mean, I don't know how he got that. That's a good job by him. Yeah, okay, so it wasn't great. It wasn't.
I gave special.
Now, listen, special teams didn't.
Archie averaged 40 yards a punt. Not great.
Special teams, well, you can't say it didn't hurt him because that return by Hunter, that hurt him.
And they were a millisecond from having a punt blocked.
Yes.
I mean,
the end zone.
Like, it was, okay. I mean, Ohio was like, this is our chance.
Okay, all right. You guys, good. Thank you.
It's for not that getting talked about enough. We need to.
Yeah, we need to watch that.
Highlight that more.
Yeah.
All right. Hopeless Husker fan. Lots of drops out of Gilmer. Jamal Rule is a dog. All right. Thank you for those comments. Hector comes in. Would like to think we got better through the game, but feel like they just wore down. We won't out depth better opponents. Time will tell. Anything? All right. Let's go on to Big Red Rim.
Hold on. Almost.
Oh, I need to. It's okay. Big Red what?
Read it. I can't read it out loud.
Big John.
Hold on. Close your eyes.
All right.
Rule is yard maxing and TD maxing. Is there any chemistry concerns for this team since he just mogged the whole running back room? Are we cooked?
No. What's that mean?
No. Listen, basically, they're saying Jamal Rule is putting up a lot of yards and scoring a lot of TDs. And are people going to be jealous that he looks so good?
People in the running back room?
He's just using Gen Z slang. But
oh. Yeah, I don't think that's an issue.
I don't think Nebraska is cooked.
I don't.
There's still plenty of mogging left to do.
You know what? There's a whole nother way to look at this. The running backs looked a little better than I thought. The receivers, but I still believe the receivers are the best room, you know. So they have some stuff on offense. Lindenmeyer had at least he played well. They have some stuff on that side of the ball. They really do. Legit stuff.
Yeah, Lindenmeyer graded out as an 80, and that's with a pass block grade of 41.4. So he was an effective run blocker. Lindenmeyer had the highest run block grade of anybody in the game, 81.7. Quinn Clark was an 80.06. Kwazi Gilmer, good run blocker, by the way. He had a good grade.
Gilmer's a gamer.
Pritchett had a good grade.
I feel like both Lindenmeyer's catches converted first downs, too. Could be wrong on that.
I don't excuse Gilmer for the drops, but I mean he's the guy. I mean that he looks like he'll be the leading receiver to me.
Target him 10 times a game. Yeah.
If you're picking a guy right now, who do you think will be the leading receiver on the team? It's Gilmer. That if you're smart.
Hundo.
Okay, let's roll through here. Mojo Mikey. Jamal Rule is an X factor. What was the cloak and dagger around the running back position this summer? I just think they want those guys to earn it. I think we have a real problem here sometimes of anointing somebody before it happens and, you know, giving them all the success before they actually have success.
We do.
And
we do. We do too.
All of us do. Yeah. The whole place, everybody.
Yeah.
Coaches, fans. Mm-hmm.
Rule's pretty precocious. That running back. I mean, he doesn't look like a freshman. Dana has said that. Dana Holgorsen. He doesn't look like a freshman. You know, he comports himself like an older player.
Were you at the podium when he got up there, Robin? Yeah. And he goes, what did he say? Like, how you guys doing?
Yeah, yeah. I wasn't. I was riding.
Didn't seem like he was doing his first ever or second ever podium interview. He seemed like he'd been there before. One thing, though, Makai Nelson and Jamal even said it, too, that he's got to get his emotions in check.
He said does?
He said he teared up and was getting kind of emotional during the tunnel walk because, you know, first game and all that stuff. And then, like, before the game, he's, like, screaming. Like, you could hear him from the other room. And Nelson had to come, like, hey, calm down. Take a breath. So that'll go away as he gets more settled in. But you like that fire. That fire, young guy.
Rick comes in. Did Calandria look and play as small as he looked?
Small.
I mean, there are a couple moments where when he's in the wash of the big bodies, you know, it's not, I mean, he's not big.
No, I contrast that though to when he's at the podium, he's put together. Like it doesn't bother me the way he looks on the field. Cause if you see him in person, he's put together. He's fine. I'm not worried about that.
The batted passes would be the big issue for me. How many did you say, Sean?
Four? Was it four?
It's a problem.
Well, teams in the Big Ten are bigger and longer than Ohio. I mean,
yes, they are.
The length in the Big Ten's, it's the,
he's going to have to adapt better to that.
Yeah. Roscoe 29. Great to be back, fellas. 1-0. Too many drop balls on offense, but I loved how livid Calandria got with his receivers after all his drops. He's ultra competitive and will hold those guys accountable.
Didn't you establish, though, there's only four drops or three?
Three.
Three.
Yeah. So he must have got on Gilmer or it
would. Wait a second, though. All those drops, that's three drops. That's not horrible.
I think they were just really noticeable ones that negated potential big plays.
We've covered games with 6-7 drops before.
All right, before we kind of wrap through the final super chats, Husker Online post game live is brought to you by who?
Steve? You know what, Larson Motors, and we've been doing this ad for, I don't know, Sean, 3 years, 3 years, 4 years. Larson Motors hangs with us. We appreciate Larson Motors so much. If you're looking for a new vehicle, just go to Larson Motors in Nebraska City. If you haven't gone there, give it a try. It's one of the Midwest's only dealerships with all the major brands in one location. So find your new Chevrolet, GMC, Hummer, Ford, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, or Ram. It's never been easier. So start your new experience today at LarsonMotorGroup.com or at Larson Motors in beautiful Nebraska City. Larson Motors, real people,
real deals. Okay, good job, guys. Let's go back in. Jack comes in.
Good job.
Jared's brother.
Jared.
Goff.
Got it.
Jack. Not going to do it. receivers have to get better at catching the ball. Anthony slings it in there compared to Raiola. Loved him getting mad towards the end. So a lot of people like that part of the game.
Calandria, fiery. Love him. Like him immediately.
It's good to see.
Yeah, and the post game he was good too. I heard him.
It's not going to slow down the Joey Gans comparisons.
did those bother you?
No.
I don't mind him at all.
No.
It kind of reminds me of Gans.
He's got a better arm than Gans, though.
Ooh, you think so? Joe Gans, you're going to hear from him, Sean.
That backpedaling throw, 30 yards in the bucket to Ja'Cory Barney, that's a pretty hard throw to make. I don't think Joe made that kind of throw.
Oh, I do. I do. I think their arm talent's very similar. Yeah, I wouldn't give Calandria too much of an edge there. I think your memory is lapsing. Joe threw for about three. What did he throw for, like 3,000?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, he could throw it now. Very similar guys. I don't think Calandria is nearly as funny as Gans. Maybe he is, but you don't see
Calandria reminds me of Todd Reesing.
Sure does. Sure does. Not as good a runner, probably, but not as good as runner. He reminds me a lot of Joe Gans. I don't mind that comparison at all. Mm-hmm.
Joe's coaching, I believe, at Middle Tennessee State still.
Yeah, and they're both gamers. Joe was a gamer. He just kind of cheered for him because he knew how much he cared. Mm-hmm. Calandria is like that.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Phil McClure, great show, guys. Good for this team to handle the adversity. Love Anthony's confidence. And Jamal Rule is a dude. Need more QB pressure.
Sean, Phil McClure, he goes to Beatrice. He goes to the Legion.
He says,
Club.
See you guys this season at the Beatrice luncheon.
See you guys at the Beatrice luncheon.
Hey, Ed's his dad. They have a chicken farm outside Beatrice. Phil was a quarterback for Beatrice.
I'll be in Beatrice on Thursday.
Yeah, Phil will be there. Pretty big quarterback.
You'll be in Fremont. And Sipple's got the doubleheader. You got Fremont and Holy Ghost. I've got Beatrice and Springfield.
Everybody go. Everybody go there.
We got to
ask his question.
We got to give the gospel.
Yeah. Sean laughs his own jokes.
Adam comes in. I have faith in Orich. Our defense made adjustments and locked in. I think they'll improve as the season progresses.
How about Orich? First game in Memorial Stadium.
first play.
Big job. First play is corner screws it.
I kind of love
68 down the seat. God.
Whoops. What do you think, Rule? Like, I wonder what the dialogue was there with him and Rule. Like, if Rule was calm.
They're pros. Yeah. I bet it was calm.
Took one look at the replay and like, oh, all right.
Yeah, it's not.
Let's figure that out.
Right.
But in your mind, you're thinking at that moment, you're like, Rutgers lost to UMass at home. Like, we can't like have this. Well, and then
two plays later, they're in the end zone too. Like, they just made quick work of that.
So, I mean, it was good response by Nebraska.
It was alarming. Yeah. And yes, Nebraska responded.
Jeff comes in. We need to work on speed to power, but I'm assuming we're playing pretty vanilla today. Hmm. I know Sip will agree. Margarita is 100.
Hey, were they? Do you guys think they're playing vanilla?
Yeah, they didn't blitz a ton. I mean,
yeah, you had the blitz.
And no Chambliss, who's a good blitzer. So I felt like the pressure looks, there definitely weren't like secondary blitzes coming.
Hey, that good point on Chambliss. He is a good blitzer.
But they tried a lot of guys. And you hope next week they can do the same.
But you're saying vanilla.
I envision Chambliss having a pretty significant impact on that defense. Just with getting everything lined up, recognized, and adjusted pre-snap.
How do you think the secondary was? Work to do.
They had some busts.
Marshall's clearly the best player back there.
Yeah.
Clearly.
Donovan Jones had a good game.
Okay.
At least with two big breakups.
Jameer Khan had a good game.
Yeah, I better keep myself in check a little bit.
Guthrie had a pick.
Yeah, Marshall's the best player. Khan's a missile back there now. I mean,
how about Guthrie getting a black shirt too? I think that surprised a lot of people.
I think it surprised a lot of people. Mm-hmm. So, but that's good. How did Guthrie play?
Had the pick. He had one of those penalties on the special teams. Let's pull up the PFF here for you, sir.
You guys are getting paid. We can do that now.
It's true.
Let's see, total snaps. He played 24 snaps. Yeah, he didn't grade well, 45.3. Tackling grade was good. Coverage grade was so-so. So he gave up 26 yards on 3 catches in coverage.
Khan,
Jameer Khan played 59 snaps, 67.7.
Okay, that's better.
Andrew Marshall, to our point here, Donovan Jones, number one graded defender over number one defensive back, followed by Andrew Marshall. Or those two guys were the top two, okay. And Jameer Khan. So they got a good game out of those three guys.
Yep.
They need it.
Let's see. The other Dave, it's hard after today, but Orich, is he the next Pelini?
Not right. I'm not going there yet.
Baby steps.
And Isaiah Hunt, this is from Luke. And Isaiah Hunter running backwards, almost one punt blocked, watching our special teams moving forward. And yeah, we talked about that. The special teams, a couple of red flags in game one.
Yep. Watch it. Gets Bowling Green.
Because the part of, you know, when you have a rollout punter, you're not supposed to be able to block. I mean, usually they're pretty agile, and that was close. I mean, it could have been a huge swing if that punt gets blocked.
Oh, yeah. Scary.
Massive.
Curls comes in. Why is Tyson Terry on the D-line? He looks and acts like an O-lineman, not fast twitched. Is he not like Nash? Nash is a guard now in the NFL. Move him. Interesting point. I mean, I don't disagree. I think Tyson would be a good O-lineman. Kind of like a Ricky Henry.
Yeah, I think he can be a good defensive lineman. I do. I like the way. I like
need him.
Yeah, I don't know what the grade. Maybe you said the grade earlier. He looked fine to me.
He's 65.
Yeah. They play him next to Van Poppel, you know, I like that picture.
Might just need his size on the interior.
Right. I'm always of this mind that they could move Petchak inside. I wonder if that's ever a conversation.
I don't think he's heavy enough.
Yeah,
he'd
have to put on about 20.
Like, he'd have to get to like Adam Carriker size.
It's just a thought, just a random thought in my head.
How about our boy Jay Moore, by the way, first game as the color analyst? Jay.
Okay, now you were listening to the game. What were your thoughts?
Very clean and doesn't overdo it and kind of analyzes the game in a way that most people can understand, if that makes sense. I just think he's got a good he understands the game, understands like what he's watching, and he says it so like the average Joe person can understand.
It's a good booth, isn't it?
They did a good job.
Yeah. Crooks is high level. Yeah,
I feel like Kyle's really coming.
Yeah. Well, he's a high level play by play guy. When I listened to his Florida calls, it was clear to me he knows what he's doing. He goes, he's big league.
Well, he's the first Husker football play-by-play guy that I know that goes to every practice. Like, you know, Greg Sharp went to a lot, obviously, but it wasn't always the norm. Like, you didn't see like Warren Swain go to every practice, you know, like he goes and watches everything. So that would help.
That would help a lot. Wish I could do that. Although I saw a lot today, so I feel good.
Husker yes. Chief, defense is still Swiss cheese and special teams got worse. Waited all offseason just for this performance. Car salesman Matt Rhule has some work to do. I guess they won by 28 and they covered.
There's a bottom line to it, but the sentiment, I agree with some of that. I mean, we all walked away a little bit. Okay, they got some work to do. I mean, I think that's
nothing wrong to say that.
No, it's an opener. Like I said, that pass rush concerns me because they'll get sliced up if it doesn't get better.
Okay, we've got a couple more here to go.
Okay.
Kenyon comes in. If we're so desperate for edge players to convert them from other positions, then why are we paying $1 million or paying $1 million plus for the ones we have? Suspect roster management. I think you can never have enough. Like, I think you can always have a lot of edge.
Well, guys, it's a Winery conversation, and Winery wasn't bad today, right? I mean, he was. They got it. They got to get a little more from him.
He's not ready.
Listen, here's the deal. Here's what it comes down to, guys. Winery's upside is much bigger than any of those guys. His upside is bigger than Petchak's. It's bigger than Anthony Jones. It's bigger than Lenhart's. He's got an upside. That's the deal. I would say that too about RVP Van Poppel. He's got a big upside. They need those guys to be good for that defense to be really good. They need Winery to be really good. It's not just Sipple saying that about Van Poppel. Remember what Tollefson said this spring, Dave Tollefson, D-line coach. He told Van Poppel, for us to be good, you have to be good. I say that about Winery and Van Poppel because they're up. They're talented guys. They're very athletic bigs. Mm-hmm. You just need them to go to another level. That's for that defense to go to another level. That's where it's got to start. That's what I'd say.
Cornhusker comedy comes in. Hot game and hot finish. Love your chemistry and knowledge. Check out my YouTube Husker sketch comedy channel at Huskerholic. Go Big Red.
Okay.
All right. Paid okay. for a commercial, basically. Yeah. There you go. We'll take it. We'll let you do that. One more to go. And this is a regular. Zappio dumbass comes in. Boy. D-line will get folded up like a church chair in the Big Ten if they don't get better.
Well, see what it looks like against Bowling Green.
That's right. It's week one. Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, we got through them all, guys. Any final thoughts?
Final thoughts. The most interesting part of the day to me was the wild mood swing that transpired. Halftime, a lot of grumbling, a lot of, oh boy, here we go. And then by the end of the game, the tide turned. That's what I always remember about this day.
Yeah, it was just a weird way to kind of look back on the game because you weren't sure how to feel. Because there were moments we were like, oh boy, this is going to be a brutal season. And then there's moments like, all right, maybe things aren't as bad as we thought they were.
Right.
I imagine that it's probably more towards the latter. I can't imagine they're going to be what we saw in the first quarter against Bowling Green. But if they are, then yeah, maybe more of those alarm bells are going to start ringing.
Look, next week, I want to see a better start. I want to see the defense come out flying, get off the field. I don't want these high stress third downs where, you know, like you see some just little white guy receiver streaking open and they freaking hit him and he catches the ball like through four guys.
Right.
I don't want to see that. I mean, I want to see them win those situations against a MAC team.
Yep. No, you know, you got to, they will harp on it all week. You cannot have 9 penalties.
Yeah.
Just see that number go down.
Clean it up.
Half it. I mean, 4. Okay, just clean that up.
Special teams has got to be better.
Yep. Those, I think we identified it. I mean, those are things those aren't unreasonable requests.
The offense definitely became by the end of the game what we thought it could be this year. That was the real high.
Yeah, if you're a Nebraska fan and you want to feel good, think about the offense because it looks good.
More turnover.
If you're like a guy watching, just in New Mexico, you see that. offense. You're like, okay, Nebraska's got some guys now. Mm-hmm. They got some real guys on offense. They really do.
I would like to see more situations where they force turnovers or get in position.
Yes. Like, didn't see that.
A lot of defensive plays kind of where you're on the retreat.
Yep.
I want to see them be the aggressor where they're in a position to force a turnover.
How often did they even come close to forcing a turnover? Well,
Guthrie, but we missed it because we were coming down the alley.
Oh, did get a pick.
But it was the backup quarterback.
Yeah.
I mean, so.
There was a play along the sideline.
Yes, Marshall.
Third down stop.
Marshall almost got
it. It was close.
Yeah.
Almost.
It was Andrew Marshall. Yes.
Well, guys, one super chat in the books. Thanks to Modelo, title sponsor.
And here. Cranium, by and the
cranium.
Way.
Oh, you're drinking your Cranium, by the way. But Modelo, title sponsor of the show. Saw they're even sponsoring Husky. I mean, they're big on college football this year, guys. Modelo is making a huge push.
Huge.
They're the official sponsor of the, what'd you say, college football playoff?
Yeah. Yeah, great show. That's fun. The day was fun. I'm so happy it's back.
Football's here.
By the way, what's Oregon score?
They won by 7.
Hello.
Oregon.
That's like 8 hellos. You got to start finding me. $25.
Close your eyes.
That's too many. Seriously, that's like I got penalized. All right.
You took a big fine from the FCC when you closed your eyes and spelled.
No, I didn't. I mean, it's just a trick.
No, we all got a little moment, but hey, thanks for joining us. Lots of fun. I'm going to Chicago, by the way. I'm going
right now.
Tomorrow morning.
Oh, tomorrow morning.
And I'm going to be back Monday morning.
Okay.
We're going to Wrigley.
Say hi to Fred and the boys for me. They're out there.
I just want a full report on Tuesday.
So I'll be back. I'll be at the presser at the end of Rule.
Hey, and you need to take notes at Wrigley, mental notes.
I've been to Wrigley several times.
I know, but I know volleyball notes. Mm-hmm. I want
to
hear.
I'm interested on the crowd. I was trying to talk to somebody about do they think it will be a sellout? And somebody said they thought it might be more kind of like what we saw in Dallas. So are we talking 65% full Wrigley?
I don't know.
I'm interested to see what the crowd is and kind of what that picture looks. But fun show, guys.
Yeah.
Looking forward to doing these every post game.
Yeah, it's fun.
For Steve Sipple, Robin Washett, I'm Sean Callahan. Thanks for joining us on Husker Online Post Game Live.